Okay, ready, Phil.
Standing by.
Cue audience.
And roll in 3, 2, 1, take intro.
Re-recorded onto a tape deck, then uploaded via LimeWire. It's the Joe and Adam Podcast.
Wow.
It only takes 1 hour to set up the technical stuff during a lockdown for what will probably be a 20-minute podcast. But we're here.
It's been quite a while.
It has been a while.
Since we've done one of these.
It's been a long time since we did a jump on the bike ramp, and then we took an hour to set up the bike, and now we're wondering if we even want to do this jump in the first place.
Yeah, that's right. Good to talk again, mate. It's been a while since we've actually done one of these.
Adam, we are, of course, what's the phrase we would use here? We're in separate cities, remotely doing the pod.
Back in lockdown again.
Obviously, we are in Victoria, Australia. Don't know why I said that like an American. But we're in lockdown, so you're in Geelong. I'm in Ballarat, a.k.a. the Rat Hole, a.k.a. always voted Australia's coldest place on earth, I think.
When it's obviously not Australia's coldest place, but anyway.
It's not. We've probably got about 3 different shows worth of stuff here. So
plenty to go on. Yeah.
Can I bring something up just off the top? We do have a mate who listens to this pod. Do you want to do this now, or do you have something prepared for him?
No, I haven't got anything prepared because I don't think he deserves anything prepared, to be honest. But anyway.
Okay. Already, listeners can see tensions are running high.
Well, I'm angry, Joe. I'm angry.
Yeah. And we'll just cut out the bit where we say that this isn't prepared, and we'll just pretend that this is prepared. There is a mate of ours, a great friend of ours, who listens to the pod. Goes by the nickname Carrots. Don't need to go into it, but it's just because he put his sister's fake tan lotion instead of moisturizer. Both are weird options for him to be putting on his face.
But absolutely.
Now, tell people why you are upset, Adam.
Well, old mate Sorry, Carrots.
I'm just crying.
And old mate Joe.
Sure.
Brought up the topic of going to Japan. Right.
Sure. Randomly.
Yeah, this is just in our group chat, right? And I am just plodding along or whatever. And and they said, from memory, it's something about the food came up. And Carrots said, we should do a trip to Japan. And I said, I'm not going because I'm not eating Japanese food.
Right.
It's nothing against Japanese people. I just don't like the food.
Well,
at a minimum.
You say you don't like the food, but you haven't actually eaten the food. It's just those ingredients in that combination is not something that seems... gag at the thought.
It's not me. Particularly, and this is where it gets good, and it gets me angry, Joe. Sure. Gets me angry. Sushi. What is with sushi? Seriously.
I had some for lunch today. As you know, I sent you a video.
It's disgusting.
Just to try and encourage you.
And I made my thoughts clear on that all week, and I've just been copying it. So as a result of that, we were going to have Carrots on for a bit of a yarn, but he's banned this week because of his attitude towards sushi.
Carrots, it's a joint podcast that we do here, so I have to support him, but I thought you were coming on today. But it's 2 minutes before we started. It was made clear to me he has been banned.
He's been banned for the week because he's come up with a plan to take me to Japan, but I only eat the local cuisine.
I don't want to throw myself
specifically
under the bus
sushi,
here.
But
it was
and
my
you're
idea.
You're supporting him too, so I don't know why you're even on the pod this week, mate.
I don't know. Well, you're welcome to talk to yourself like a midday radio host if you wish, but
now,
it will be a different pod.
I've brought this up numerous times, and for people who also hate sushi, will back me up here. Sushi just has that that smell that makes you gag. It's disgusting. And only people who don't like sushi will know what I'm talking about.
But isn't that weird? It's, because...
boh, like, on my route into work, sometimes in the shopping center, I have to walk past the sushi joint. And I have to hold my nose.
No.
I'm not joking. There is a distinct sushi smell, and it is horrible.
All right. Just to be in the interest of being fair, let's just finish with this game. I'm going to list the ingredients in sushi, and you buzz in at the bit that's gross. Fish. You eat fish?
Yeah, but it's raw and stuff. It's
Sure. Okay, okay. Rice? You don't hate rice.
Okay, rice I'll give.
Rice. Avocado? Yeah. Okay, right. What else is in? All right.
Seaweed?
Yeah, I knew I was trying to... Okay. All right, so to be fair, you do eat 3/4 of the things that are in it. So,
sushi in general? No, doesn't do it for me. Doesn't do it for me.
We didn't really know what this... as in the podcast in general, was going to be when we started it 2 years ago. But I think I'm now realizing that it's just going to become...
It's just me hating on things.
Yeah, other shows do stuff where they're like, oh, you know, make such and such laugh, whatever. Mine's just going to be try and make him angry. just see how it goes. Because it's just because, for people listening, I say it all the time, but he is one of the happiest people I've ever met in my life. So when he gets annoyed at a supermarket trolley or the smell of sushi, there's such specific things.
It's genuinely rank. It's disgusting. You. In fact, it's making me feel sick now, so let's go to a break.
Okay. This podcast brought to you by sushi. Thank you.
On your favourite podcast platform.
It's Joe and Adam.
Adam, obviously, this particular podcast brought to you by Sushi, and we do thank Sushi for all their wonderful deals.
I will cut you off. I will cut you off.
Well, obviously, we have to say it a certain number of times, but anyway. This particular Sushi break is a little update for... Well, it's not... This is the most boring way I could have introduced this story to you, but maybe because I've quit the gym. Haven't quit... exercise, but I've quit the gym. I'm going to be doing running and push-ups and stuff at home, right?
Good on you.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I'm just trying to think why I would have been telling Amy, my partner, about this. But like, we were talking about gym memberships and stuff, and I told her a story that I don't think I'd told her before, and she, you know, it's a good story when someone says to you, oh, you've got to put that on the, you've got to, you know, use that somewhere, put that on the pod.
Cool.
So on the recommendation of Amy, I will tell you this. I don't think I would have shared it with you. Not because it's embarrassing, just because it's just so weird that I don't know why I would have a reason to tell you. Cast your mind back 10 years. Ooh. We're in year 12.
Yep. 10 years. And incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, crazy. Well, I mean, we know that. We just went to the 10-year reunion. But we sort of crossed that bridge. But as you know, I've been through phases of being into the gym. And it'll last for about a year or so, yeah. And then I drop the ball again, and then I'm off.
You're very phase-orientated, aren't you?
Very phase-oriented, yeah. And our mate Carrots does love to watch me go through it, but we won't talk about him.
He does. Banned, so yep. Anyway. Of course.
But in year 12, I was in one of these phases, and I did join a gym, probably the first time I joined a gym. And... as you know, when you join a gym, or I'm trying to think who else would do it, when you sign up to like a mailing list to like a restaurant, you know what I mean? Or anything like that, you will occasionally get a text.
Yep.
Like just a generated
text. Hey, we miss you. Place.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Or like, you know, hey, just reminding you this is going on. But yeah, essentially, hey, we miss you. Or, you know, just a little reminder, get back in there. So I'm 17 years old.
Right.
I get one of these texts from the gym, and it said, you know, like they're just automatically generated, like they're random, like, you know, like it's not specific to me. And it's like, hey, what have you been up to these holidays? And then probably like a don't forget anytime, you know, whatever, the gym is still open.
Yep. If you're bored, come to the gym.
Yeah. If you've got literally nothing else to do, we're open. Like that sort of message. And I didn't understand that it was an auto-generated text. So I sent a reply thinking that it was actually for me. So they've gone, hi, what are you up to these holidays? Gym's still open. And I've gone, literally, not as a joke, like not as a prank, I've gone, oh, not much, just been camping with the family for Easter. And
just
the saddest reply ever. Wow. Just like a paragraph.
You're that guy really that appears in the memes on Facebook.
Yeah, like I'm writing in my year, like grade two diary. You know what I mean? Like just listing all the stuff that I've done. I don't know why I didn't realize. But anyway.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well, did they reply at least?
No, but you just imagine there would have been a trainer that would have read that, or the social media person or whatever at the time going, who's this psychopath that just replied?
See, I'd like to know if they actually can see the replies.
Yeah, well, that's
You know what? I have a source in the gym industry.
Yep.
And I will ask her next time I'm in.
Yeah. And then we'll be responsible for getting people to reply to those auto-generated texts.
I think, Joe, you're the reason why at the bottom of some, they say in capitals, do not reply to this text message.
I was just thinking that. And I was just thinking, I'm the reason why it's in capitals. Just going,
they're sitting in a board meeting.
Do not do this.
They're sitting in a board meeting going, oh, we got to stop people like that Joe Baxter guy that one day to do it. And then one of them goes, why don't we just say at the end of it, do not reply.
That's not enough. All caps? Perfect. Yep. You'll understand.
And there's your day done.
There's my day done. Yep. Beautiful.
Well done.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Mate, I am just trying to figure out which one I want to go with as I'm speaking, hence the hesitation.
Update, just while Adam collects his thoughts there. You would have just heard me tell that story from 10 years ago because I like to keep things fresh. And that's my prepared material done. So the rest of this podcast...
It's on me?
It's on you, mate.
It's on me. Yeah, fantastic.
So I'm in the passenger seat from now on. So drive away.
Yeah, great. Okay, so I was just YouTubing one day randomly.
Toenail videos, no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Somehow snowballed onto late night TV. Like, as in, you know, Jimmy Fallon and Conan O'Brien and all those guys.
Love it.
Come across a video with the great, I've forgotten his name.
So great. If it's Jack Black.
No, the guy that plays Jim on The Office.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski, yeah. Yep. He's chatting to Conan.
Mm.
And this is a few years ago, and of course... John Krasinski is married to Emily Blunt, who's English.
He sure is. Sure.
He's telling a story where he goes over to England to be with his wife, and he's going through customs.
Oh yeah.
And he's talking to the English customs bloke, and the bloke's like, "Oh yeah, what do you do?" And then John Krasinski goes, "I'm an actor."
Yeah.
And then the customs bloke, clearly not believing John Krasinski is John Krasinski, goes, "Oh yeah, what are you in?"
Yeah.
And John Krasinski's, you know, "Oh, The Office" and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. And you know, still not believing him, the guy goes, you know, stamps the passport and goes, "All right, see you later." Anyway, so that's that part. But it made me think, right, if you were a customs agent for Australia.
Let me get into character.
And you just happen to grant entry to a famous person, right? They come through your line, you stamp their passport, you clearly know who they are.
Sure.
Would you claim to your friends and family that you have met said famous person? Like from an interaction from your work that you had to do anyway.
This is mean, but can you give me some examples? And I'll give you a quick yes or no.
Oh, like for example, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, yep, sure, yeah.
You'd claim you actually met them?
Oh, well, if I did meet them, yeah.
Yeah, but what constitutes meeting someone?
Well, that's a good point. If I don't say to Hugh, hi, my name's Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Then did I meet
And Hugh nice Jackman? To meet you. I think there's a line there.
You have to actually... But you raise a good point because my sister Lil, we were in an airport at the Gold Coast years ago when people who are not Australian listening to this might not know, but Gary Ablett Jr. is a very famous AFL footy player over here. Remember he went up to the Gold Coast Suns for a year or so?
Yeah, that's right.
This is years ago. And so we're in the Gold Coast airport and the Gold Coast Suns team walk past and... Lil just, like, maybe could get a sense that they were famous, like maybe people looking at whatever. And Lil goes to me, I was like, oh, that's Gary Ablett Jr. And she goes, is that someone famous? And I'm like, yeah, he's pretty famous. And she just ran straight over to him and got a photo. I was like, you don't even know.
That's confident, though. That's confident.
It's confident. I was like, you don't even know who it is. But he just, it's famous. Good enough for me. But did she meet Gary Ablett Jr.? I don't know.
That's the question.
I don't know if he's going to remember it. You know what I mean?
I would take a stab and say there'd be at least one guy within the border force that would just claim it. Either way, well, he'd claim it.
When you think about it, as a job, the border force guys would be in the top 10 occupations that come into contact with famous people.
Yeah.
Because famous people are flying all the time.
And yeah, they, as know, is the everyday Australian. Jets.
That yeah, that's right. But you know what I mean? Like, it's like if you're there at the airport most days, eventually you are going to get a Hugh Jackman.
Do you reckon some guy's just got a massive list of celebrities and he ticks them off every time?
Oh, 100%. Like a character off that Little Britain flight show, Come Fly With Me. There would 100% be a guy. I mean, because I was going to say, it depends to me who it is. If it's a Hugh Jackman, obviously we're both huge fans. If it's a Kim Kardashian, I'll be honest, I'm probably not going to dine out on that for a few years.
The mum rings at the end of every shift and, darling, who did you meet today? Well, mum, I met Khloe Kardashian. Who's that?
Yeah. No, don't worry about it. Never mind. And also...
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was going to say, if you have been saying to family, you know, you catch up for dinner every week, you know, we had Hugh Jackman in this week and then, you know, let's say it is a Kardashian the next week. There will be the pressure if a couple of weeks go by and you don't get anyone. Do you just start going, Johnny Depp, he was in. Like, just go, I don't know.
The guy
off that show, he was in. Everyone's going nuts, yeah.
Obviously, if they met us, they'd be posting on Facebook and that, but that's just...
Naturally. Naturally, and I'm sure they look forward to that day.
Maybe we become Border Force officials.
I broke.
Oh, yes!
And I lost.
It's Joe and Adam.
All right, Joe. It's been a while, but we're going to... I wouldn't call it a game, but I just feel that group chats are always a good place to promote your favourite things and really give people the opportunity to... You know, just really rave about things they love.
And almost, in a way, a podcast is just a big group chat.
Yeah, and that's
They don't get to chat a lot, the listeners. It's mostly us. But,
and it's your opportunity to take the floor, I guess, or have the floor, you know. So I thought it might be a pretty good good idea to give us the chance to have the floor, but...
Yeah, we don't have enough airspace, so yeah.
...to the audience of our podcast, of our multinational podcast.
Gotcha.
So this segment is called You Have the Floor.
Ooh,
and
I like that.
Basically, all we're doing is just promoting something that we love. So,
unsponsored.
Yeah, absolutely unsponsored, completely unsponsored.
Just a genuine love.
And I just feel that this is something that we can always come back to if something different comes up. So, do you mind if I go first?
I do not mind at all. I love this.
Fantastic.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Joe. Mate, I tell you what, for the last probably 6 months, I've been getting into the Neapolitan dairy milk chocolate.
Yeah. Now I love that this has come up.
It's just phenomenal. Like, I reckon I went through a phase early on where I'd have about four a week, you know, like just really going hard. So
but I remember, I remember you brought it up, like you messaged me going, you've got to try this stuff.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like people listening would know the concept here. Like it's a block of chocolate, but it's meant to taste like Neapolitan ice cream, like the classic chocolate, pink, vanilla. But we've, you know, like if you have chicken chips, whatever, we know it doesn't taste like chicken. Or if you have, you know, lollies that are meant to be, you know, strawberries and cream, but like they don't actually taste like strawberries and cream. But if you take a bite of Neapolitan chocolate, it's exactly like the ice cream.
Yeah, which is the whole thing, but it's in chocolate form and it is incredible. Like, I just really needed to share that information. And if you get the chance to have some, absolutely go for it.
Great. Yeah, no, I will fully support that. And I'm glad you brought it up because I sort of forgot about it a bit. Like I had a few blocks and then just forgot to keep getting it. So
yeah, so
no, look, good one.
10 out of 10 recommend, mate.
Well, I was going to toss up between... that's yours done?
Yeah, that's mine done.
Great. I was going to toss up between two and just sort of panic order in the moment.
Just hang on a sec, mate. I just need a...
You have the floor.
Thank you, Adam. Would you agree, Adam, that if you've gone food-based, I would also go food-based?
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. I just want to get in the zone here. And I'll just say I've really been getting into And Then the Thing. Is that the...
Yeah, pretty much. Do you want me to play the stinger again for you?
I was going to say, if I could get the stinger again.
Absolutely. Wait.
And you got to respect the floor.
Stand by. Here we go.
You have the floor.
Thanks, Adam. Adam, I've really been getting into sushi lately, and I'll tell you what I love most about sushi.
Seriously.
It's always been a thing that I've enjoyed to eat, but just feeling how much you hate it has made me appreciate it more. So, buddy, I'd just like to say to you...
The thing is, I can't...
Thank you.
Because you have the floor, I have to respect the rules of the segment, and I can't...
I do have the floor.
I can't cut you off.
No. So, I do still have the floor, and I would like to say there's obviously sushi, sashimi, you can get California rolls, chicken teriyaki, just the fresh salmon's nice, but you can also get some salmon avocado. Smoked salmon is always good, you know, and doesn't really matter which sushi store you go to, they're all pretty good. And that's it. Thank you for listening to me talk about sushi, and I'll give the floor back to Adam to close off the segment.
You done?
Yep. Cheers.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Well, not really thank you from me, but you know,
that's okay.
Thank you for your time. Ooh, I would expect something a bit over. Better next time, mate.
Probably need to close it up, mate.
I think probably we need to have over. A discussion about what gets put on the floor next time. But, you know, I think the segment has potential.
Before we started this, it was Adam's idea and he explained it to me before we went on air. And I said, I've got a nice one and a mean one and I'll just decide in the moment. And I think we all know which one I went with.
Go on, what was your nice one?
I'm a nice...
You have the floor.
Thanks, Adam. I really appreciate it. My nice one, I really want to give another sushi-based thing, but it's not. It was actually... it's not even like this is a crazy thing that I've invented, but just in lockdown, I've just rediscovered, which I think counts, getting into stealing Amy's boombox speaker thing that's waterproof.
Yeah.
Putting that in the shower and just letting the shower run until it goes cold while I sing and dance along to Disney musicals.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. I'll allow
it. I knew you'd back that one, but I knew I could hurt you with the sushi and no regrets.
No regrets, know what I'm saying? Thank you for that.
No, that's okay.
The floor will be back.
Segment change.
Segment change.
It's Joe and Adam.
As you know, mate, I'm a big fan of Subway.
Didn't actually know that, but taken the information in, and yes, I do know that.
Okay, just for the purposes of this segment, Joe, you know that I'm a big fan of Subway. So
okay, let's pretend that this is the start. Go again.
Let's go again, okay.
Yep, sure.
As you know, Joe, I'm a big fan of Subway.
I actually didn't know that, but yeah, go on.
God. Seriously.
No, go on. Yeah, you're a fan of Subway.
What is wrong with you? Anyway, I'm a big fan of Subway, right?
Sure.
In fact, all of the major takeaway outlets. I don't know if you have this problem, but I'm really not a fan of judgmental fast food workers. Like, you place your order and they either, you know, they question you about it or you just get that look. And it's like, bruh, I just give me what I want.
I feel like, have you told me this and I've forgotten, so I'm very excited, but is it along the lines of, I was traveling through Ireland a few years ago and I was in this like national park and I just ordered like a ham, cheese, tomato, toasty. Or it must have, I don't know, something was up with it and I didn't eat the tomatoes, right? There was something, whatever the sandwich or whatever.
Is this you?
Was.
Yeah.
This is me.
Yeah.
And as the waitress came to take the plates, she's like, don't you like our tomatoes? I was like, mate. I've already paid for
it.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, mate, just you stick to your job, I'll stick to mine, and we'll live happily ever after.
We had that at the 10-year reunion when they took our plates up. Don't you guys like your greens? Like, well, I'm sorry I didn't eat every single thing on this plate, but I did pay $50 for it. I think I'm allowed to not eat it all.
Like, it's fine. It's fine for bants, but there's a line, and for those people working in hospitality where they do make those sort of comments, the customer knows when you're being serious.
Yeah, and that's to be fair, I will amend and say the 10-year reunion I think was bants. I think that was probably bants.
Yeah, it was bants.
But tell me what happened. Give me specifics.
Well, I went to a particular restaurant. Well, not a restaurant, but a takeaway outlet.
restaurant.
And as you know, mate, I really hope you know this.
Table four.
I'm a plain kind of guy, so I'm not a big fan of the sauces or the you know, extra salads and stuff.
I've probably said it before, but I saw you in London eat 20 nuggets, no sauce.
Yeah, but I was hungry.
To this day, can't believe that you went no. It's the no sauce. That's what concerns me.
Nah, but sauce, mate.
Yeah, but what I mean is, I know that you're a plain Jane when it comes to the condiment world.
So I order, you know, chicken, cheese, and a bit of lettuce. That's all I really need. I'll admit I was at Subway.
I think we all join those dots.
So I've got a foot long on Italian herb and cheese with the chicken pieces, old English cheese, toasted. And it gets to the salads.
Yeah.
The guy goes, what salads would you like, mate? I was like, I'll just grab a little bit of lettuce.
Tiny smidge.
And that'd be about it. And I'll just grab some pepper as well. Thanks, mate. And he goes, what, no other salads?
That is weird that he would say it like that.
And I was like, nah, just lettuce. Okay. He's like, oh, why don't you get some spinach and stuff? And he was like starting to recommend it, combinations.
Pushing back twice.
And I was like, nah, I'm happy with just the lettuce, mate. And he goes, and no sauce. And I was like, nah. And he's like, sure, positive? And I'm like, I'm pretty positive.
I know what I want, buddy, and it's not what you're saying.
And he's like, all right. But it was kind of banterous, but also it was more judgmental. And it's just those experiences that made me go, mate, just do your job, you know?
Yeah. And I know you would never say it, but also I love the confidence for him to push. Like, a snap reaction once you sort of understand of like, oh, no, you know, like maybe you can get your head around that. But for him to push back like two or three times and be like, what?
Yeah.
No spinach.
You're in for the long run.
Care if I have spinach or not?
But yeah, you're right. I am too nice to do that. Actually, that reminds me of another incident at the pub the other week where just classic me being too nice to say something. So I ordered it was a bit busy. And it was the scenario where you kind of had to yell a little bit in order to hear. So,
Sure.
The guy's like, g'day, mate. No, actually, it was a lady. She's like, g'day, mate. What are you after? And I'm like, oh, just grab a glass of your Pinot. Thanks.
Gotcha.
As in Pinot for red wine. And she's like, yeah, no worries. So she tells one of her co-workers if she can make the drink or whatever. And so the co-worker, she's like, yeah, that's cool, whatever. Anyway, yeah, comes
I'll
back
pour the wine.
With a glass of white wine.
Close. You got the wine bit right.
And, you know, charging me for all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, thanks. But didn't say anything. So I went back to the table.
Yeah.
And everyone on the table's looking at me like, are you sick? Like, what is wrong with you? Because I never drink white wine.
You're not a white wine boy.
And I had to admit, I said, look, the person behind the bar stuffed it up and I'm too nice to take it back.
Someone would have gone up on your behalf, sure.
No, they didn't. They were like, why didn't you just, you were there anyway, why didn't you just say? And I was like, no, but I'm too nice to do it.
Yeah. I'm too much of a hero, guys. I can't. But also... I thought I was bad, and I'm now realizing you're much worse than me.
Yeah.
Because I would take a wine back, but Amy has been with me at Bottle-O's where you pick up a bottle and it says like half price, right?
Yep.
So let's say it was 20, it's now 10 bucks. And you're like, this will be good. And then it scans through at 20 and I just pay it. And Amy goes, what are you doing?
Yep.
Yep. Like that they people can't understand. And you're just like, oh, I don't want to.
I don't want to call it a fuss, you know. I'll just have it, you know.
Yeah, but of course Amy's right. And also, like, if you'd taken the wine glass back, it's not like she would have gone, oh, what's the point? And just thrown it against the wall and gone, I quit. If I can't even get this right.
The one thing I will take back, though, is if I get sushi and I didn't order sushi.
Sure, it's going to become a theme of this particular episode, but sure. Just and also, I imagine if any spinach or any other salads that were not requested in the could-be-Subway, could-not-be-Subway bun.
But seriously, like working in fast food before.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not hard to just listen to what the person wants and do it. You know? Like,
that's a sound
instead
bite.
Of just pushing back. And anyway, it just gets me angry, Joe. It gets me angry.
I'm going to isolate that little bit of audio and that will be coming back just as a message to fast food workers of, or just any hospitality workers of you angrily saying, just listen to the person's order and do it.
It's easy. It's easy.
Joe and Adam.
Right, Joe, well, we've come to the end of our first show in quite a long time.
Sure. What's our excuse? We don't need to give one. Next question, please.
That's right. We've been busy. We work hard.
We should have actually a fake press conference for the pod, just for pod-related stuff one day. That'd be fun.
Oh, for updates?
Yeah, because people can ask us about like the 400 different things we've promised to do.
But never do.
And we can just do our best impressions of politicians going, they'll go, why haven't you done the AirPod episode yet? We'll go, well, I'll tell you what we have done.
The other people that do the other pod have been bad. We're good.
Have done, what we have done is we've averaged 1.5 pods a month. And can I just say that if you look at Joe Rogan's rate, then he's actually the one you should be talking about and just really misdirect it. Yeah, that'd be great. We should do it.
Can I just shout out to PT Shana? It was personal a birthday the other day. Yeah.
Sure.
And just happened to message me as we've been recording this pod tonight. So happy birthday, Shana. Oh.
She messaged you to say it was her birthday.
No, she messaged me to say we need more pod episodes.
Shana, it's all on Adam. I'm sitting here ready to go. And he lazily works 5 days a week and then can't do a pod on top of that. I mean, I'm sitting here working no days a week. So who's working harder? Me. That's who.
Absolutely it is.
Do you want to finish by singing happy birthday to her? Is that... Shana, you're hearing it. He doesn't want to do it.
I'm just not... I'm not big on live singing, you know?
Shana, this one's for you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Shana, the personal trainer. Listens to the podcast. Happy birthday to you.
I really hope it was her birthday the other day.
Okay. If it's not, I'm sorry.
That's awkward.
See you next time.